Today's episode of Locked On Eagles is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get $10 off your first order. Welcome in, Eagles fans, to another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. As always, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Louis DiBiase joining you on this special Saturday edition of the show, episode 5 this week. If you missed any of the other 4 shows this week, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any platform or head over to LockedOnEagles.com. We had some really good ones. On Monday, we talked about the loss of Jatavis Brown retiring from the NFL, what that means for the Eagles linebacking core. We did a mailbag as well this week with the listeners. Yesterday, I got into my 2020 NFL predictions, which was really interesting. I made some bold predictions. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We'll see if I can nail my MVP pick like I did last year with Lamar Jackson. But, you know, again, for every Lamar Jackson pick, I also had the Carolina Panthers going to the NFC title game. I had the Eagles making the Super Bowl. So the predictions portion of shows are always fun because normally they're wrong. But it's always fun to look back at those shows, you know, down the line, like a year later. Coming up on today's edition of the show, we're going to get back to an Eagles-centric episode. I want to get into, because yesterday on the predictions pod, I don't want to say where I had the Eagles finishing in the NFC, but you guys know on the show, I think very highly of this roster, this core. It knows how to overcome adversity. You've seen that in 2018 and 2019 and in 2017 when they won a Super Bowl. This team knows how to win championships. They know how to get themselves out of holes. When the roster isn't at full strength, when their coaching staff isn't at full strength, and right now, I think their roster, just healthy, is still one of the best in the NFC, and I think their coaching staff vastly improved with the additions at the assistant staff for Doug Peterson, and with Jim Schwartz as well, I think, you know, improving this year as a defensive coordinator. So I thought, if the Eagles are a top, let's say they're a top 3 seed in the NFC this year, right? Let's say they're healthy and they win the NFC East. What caused that? Is it because of the offense? Is it because of the defense? I shouldn't even say that, because I think we all know the offense is always going to be more important to a team's overall success, if you ask me. I think you saw that in 2017 with the Eagles. The turnaround in 2018 and in 2019, I think, came... I don't want to say the defense didn't improve down the stretch, because they certainly did, especially the pass rush in 2018 in the secondary as well, with Rasul Douglas, Avante Maddox, Craven LeBlanc. But really, what turned that around was Nick Foles healthy at quarterback. It was that offense starting to put up points. And in 2019, it was kind of the same thing. It was finally Carson Wentz had guys making plays for him. Joshua Perkins, Greg Ward, Miles Sanders, Boston Scott. So I think obviously the offense is going to be key to success, specifically the quarterback. Like, you're going to go as far as Carson Wentz takes you, and also your offensive play caller in Doug Peterson. Like, those two, that's how far you're going to go. With the offensive line, with Carson Wentz, with the health of these receivers and these weapons around number 11. But if the Eagles are going to be a top 3 seed this year compared to what they've been the past couple years, right? Last year they were a 4 seed only because they won the division, right, at 9-7. And the year before, they made it the wild card. They barely squeaked in at 9-7 once again as the 6 seed. And although they won a playoff game that year and nearly got back to the NFC Championship, they weren't what they were in 2017, which was a team that went on, what, a 10-9 game win streak there in October, November, where by the time it got to the end of the season, they weren't having to go on this crazy win streak like where last year you had to win 4 straight games just to get a shot at making the playoffs. In 2017, you didn't have to deal with that. You were 13-3. You were the number 1 seed in the NFC. So how are they going to get back to that? That fast start where they don't have to create this magical run down the stretch just to get in to the postseason. What needs to improve more, the offense or the defense? I think it's the defense. Not to say that last year, again, the defense, I know I said the offense turned around the season, and I really do think that was the case. I don't want to say, though, the defense didn't keep you in games last year and even win you some. Week 16 against the Cowboys, holding Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, and Ezekiel Elliott to only 17 points with the injuries the Eagles had on defense, like, that was huge. I got to give the defense credit where credit is due. The defense saved your season in the biggest game of the year, 100%. Against the New York Jets last year, what did they sack? Luke Falk 13 times, and they had a pick 6 from Nate Geary. Like, they were scoring points as well. They kept them alive against New England last year, against the Seahawks even in the playoffs. Josh McCown had an opportunity. What were they, on the 15-yard line, down 8 points late in that football game, they still had a chance, even without Carson Wentz, to get back in that game. Holding Russell Wilson to only 17 points, like, that was big. So I do want to give the credit to the defense where they deserve it. But overall, I think that's the unit that needed more. Not to say the offense was good last year. The offense was wildly inconsistent. But what was the reason? I think the big reason the offense was inconsistent was health. You had Lane Johnson hurt at times. You had Brandon Brooks hurt at times at the end of the year. You didn't have Lane Johnson or Brandon Brooks in the postseason. Jason Peters came in and out of the lineup. You look at running back, Jordan Howard got hurt. To shut your entire receiving core, DeSean Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Aguilar, then Zach Ertz at the end of the season. The offense, what their issue was, of course they need playmakers, they need speed, run after the catchability that they did not have last year. If they just got healthy, and you saw the healthier they got, the better they got. I think health was the big thing the Eagles offense needed this year more than anything. Because again, when you have one of the best play callers in the league in Doug Peterson, when you have an elite top five quarterback in Carson Wentz, when you have an all-around offensive weapon in Miles Sanders, and the best tight end combo in the league with Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, that's already a certain floor of production that you're probably going to get every single year. So yeah, adding DeSean Jackson, Jalen Reagor, Greg Ward improved, hopefully J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, like, that's going to do wonders to your offense. But the big thing the offense needs in 2020 is just a good bill of health. The defense, same thing. They suffered a ton of injuries on all three levels, in the secondary, at linebacker, and on the defensive line. I don't want to say the defense was healthy last year by any stretch, but the bigger flaws were on the defensive side of the ball when we remove health. They were the team that I think had the worst performances when they were just inept. At times, you needed the offense to save them. Ryan Fitzpatrick blew the secondary out of Miami. Dwayne Haskins was a terrible quarterback last year as a rookie in Washington. He had an incredible performance against the Eagles in Week 15. Kirk Cousins last year blew this defense out. Dak Prescott did the same thing. Russell Wilson, I know that Seahawks game was close and Seattle didn't score a lot of points in that first game either, but it was because of drops. I mean, you look at DK Metcalf had a drop touchdown. I think there was another Russell Wilson overthrew another touchdown in the right corner of the end zone to Tyler Lockett. They should have had at least 30 points in that football game. Aaron Rodgers on Thursday Night Football, Week 4, tore this defense up. You needed Carson Wentz to have 3 touchdowns in Lambeau, and the offense needed to score 35 points. So the defense, there were more issues with the defense from a personnel standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, when it comes to removing health. They gave up more 40-plus yard plays last year than almost anybody. And as good as the defense has been, the defensive line, the past 3 years with Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham and the likes of Chris Long and Michael Bennett and Derek Barnett and Tim Jernigan, even the pass rush last year was way too inconsistent. So I think the offense just needs health. I think the defense needs to get healthy as well, but the defense had real issues they needed to address in the offseason. They needed a number one shutdown cornerback. They needed more depth on the defensive line, specifically at defensive tackle. You have that now with Javon Hargrave and Malik Jackson. Even at linebacker, they didn't make crazy improvements there, but they got a lot of guys that can play in space. That's who they drafted in the third round, Davian Taylor. What we know he can do right now as a rookie is play in space, is get sideline to sideline. So that's the unit I think this year needs to improve the most if the Eagles don't want to have to pull off these miracles at the end of the year. Not to get like a top two seed, but just to get into the postseason. Because I think the offense, you just get them healthy, they won you more games last year than the defense did. Against Washington twice, against Green Bay, against Buffalo. That's the unit that I think is more ready right now to get back to where they were in 2017. Or I should say, before this offseason started, that was the unit that, if you didn't do anything, was still closer to 2017 than the defense. I think the defense made the improvements they needed, but I think the defense was the unit that needed the most work done on it. Louis DiBiase joining you right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Today's show is sponsored by Built Bar. It's the best tasting protein bar you'll ever find. It's a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. They've got 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones. They've got caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry Garcia, lemon almond cheesecake. I mean, these are wild flavors for protein bars. Carrot cake even, if that's your flavor. Not my cup of tea. I'm more of the orange vanilla kind of guy, but they've also got apple almond crisp. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, great for your keto diet as well. 19 great grams of protein. If you go to BuiltBar.com today and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get $10 off your next order. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into the Saturday edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Getting into what unit needs to improve more in 2020 to get them back to where they were in 2017. Obviously, in 2018, 2019, they had incredible runs that we'll never forget down the stretch to get into the playoffs. But how do they get back to a team that week 14 to 17, they're not fighting for their playoff lives? They have a playoff spot secured, and they can fight for positioning. They can fight for a bye week. Remember, there's only one, though, this year. Playoffs have expanded to seven teams, and only the top seed gets a bye week. But nonetheless, home field advantage. Like, how do we get back to that team that's comfortable and that went on these crazy win streaks? I mean, there was nothing more fun than in 2017 when Carson Wentz was being pulled halfway through the third quarter because the Eagles are up by like 30 points. I mean, they were blowing everybody out. Top 10 defenses like the Denver Broncos, division rivals like the Dallas Cowboys. They were beating teams that you also thought were NFC powers like the Carolina Panthers on primetime football. How do we get back to that kind of dominance? What unit needs to improve more? What unit is farther away? I think when this offseason started, it was the defense. And don't get me wrong, the offense needed more than just health to get back to that point for Carson Wentz to start playing like an MVP again. Not to say that he wasn't close to that last year. I think he was one of the most valuable players in the league. When you think of just MVP in its purest definition, the most valuable player to their team. How many quarterbacks did more for their team last year than Wentz, taking that kind of practice squad offense to a postseason? But regardless, like, how does the entire offense get back to that 2017 performance? I think, of course, health is the big thing, but they do also need speed. They needed playmakers. They needed guys that could take a 10-yard reception and take it 30 yards, take it to the house. Also, guys that can just catch the football. I mean, drops last year cost them two wins. That's the difference between 11-5 and 9-9. And I know it's not that simple, because if Rasul Douglas and that defense can stop Julio Jones on Sunday Night Football Week 2, they win that game. So Nelson Aguilar doesn't have to drop that football. But that Nelson Aguilar drop, the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside drop the next week against Detroit, that did cost you two wins. But again, I think more than anything, that offense just needed to get healthy. Because even without those wide receivers helping you out last year, they still scored 30 points in seven games. Almost half the games last year, they scored 30-plus points. They scored 30-plus in two of the final three games with Greg Ward, Joshua Perkins, Boston Scott, Miles Sanders leading the way. Robert Davis out there at times, Deontay Burnett. Even, what's his name? Shelton Gibson, right? Shelton Gibson drew a big-time PI in the playoffs. Never forget. So the offense still had a certain floor of production last year because, again, when you have Doug Peterson, when you have Carson Wentz, when you have an elite offensive line, that's gonna do that for you. They led the league in plays last year. They were 11th in passing total per game and rushing per game. Rushing yards, passing yards per game, both number 11 in the league. They were 12th in points per game. So the offense still had a certain floor. Whereas I think the defense, there were times, like I said, they played really well at times last year and kept the offense in the football game. But the defense last year had more games where they were just a disaster. There were too many times in these close games where the Eagles should have wrapped up the win. And even the last two seasons, where on fourth down, a big play happens because Jim Schwartz has his cornerbacks, you know, dropping back 10 yards off the line. The defensive line can't get there with just a four-man pass rush. And on fourth and 19 against Tennessee in 2018, Marcus Mariota converts that. The Eagles would have won that game. Against Carolina that same year, Cam Newton converts a fourth and 12. That's why I hate when people say, oh, Carson Wentz was 6-7 in 2018. Well, if the defense doesn't blow two crazy fourth and longs in a month, he's 8-5. That's why I hate QB wins. I hate using wins as an individual stat because of that exact example. Even against Dallas that year in overtime, Carson Wentz ties that football game to force OT, and the defense can't get off the field. Carson Wentz doesn't even get a chance in the overtime period because the defense allows a touchdown from the Dallas Cowboys. Amari Cooper scores on Rasul Douglas. So that's happened too many times the past couple years. Against Atlanta last year, again, if they can stop Julio Jones on that play and he doesn't take it to the house, that's another game we talk about how Carson Wentz led an injury-rattled offense on primetime football back to a late fourth-quarter comeback win. Against Miami, the Eagles were up, 28-24 in the fourth quarter, and the defense had no answers for Devontae Parker. The cornerbacks, Jim Schwartz, anytime Ryan Fitzpatrick decided he was going to test those corners, it worked every single time. And their numbers aren't terrible. I see beat writers all the time defending this defense, using numbers, generic numbers, saying how good they were on third down and, you know, points per game and that kind of stuff, which is true. Again, I don't want to make it seem like this defense is one of the worst in the league. But if it's a debate between what needed to improve more to get back to a 2017-like team between the offense and defense, and we're removing health from the equation, and you needed improvements through the coaches, through personnel, I think it certainly is the defense. Louis DiBiase joining you right here on Locked On Eagles. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, let's wrap up this week of podcast right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. As always, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Episode 5 this week, getting into what needs to improve more to get the Eagles back to an NFL powerhouse next year. The offense or the defense? I think it's the defense. I think the offense had its inconsistencies just like the defense last year, but I think a lot of it had to do with health, had to do with injuries. And same with the defense, but the defense had bigger issues. They had liabilities even when they were healthy at cornerback. Jalen Mills, Ronald Darby, that was a bad starting cornerback duo. Your linebackers were so undisciplined, they could not tackle in the open field. Nigel Bradham regressed. Nate Geary was terrible. TJ Edwards was limited. Kamu Grugier-Hill, you know, he kind of just is what he is at this point. He's a solid, he's an okay linebacker, but still got beat a lot on play action last year and misdirection. The defense this year needed the most work for Howie Roseman, for Jim Schwartz. They had their work cut out for them the most this offseason. Again, big plays through the air. There were too many things that cost the Eagles on defense. Flawed, bland coverage schemes by Jim Schwartz that really didn't care about matchups. A lack of depth on the defensive line because of injuries. Malik Jackson goes down week one. I mean, you've got guys next to Fletcher Cox. Timmy Jernigan gets hurt as well. You had at one point Hassan Ridgeway, who also got hurt at defensive tackle. But at one point it was Hassan Ridgeway, Anthony Rush, what was it, Albert Higgins. I mean, the defensive tackles were just a bunch of practice squad guys, a bunch of no-names, and Fletcher Cox. And at defensive end, too. I mean, yeah, you had Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett, but Vinnie Curry was good, too, I should say. But, you know, Josh Sweat. You didn't have Michael Bennett, Chris Long. So I think the defense needed the most work. I will say, right now, in August, with less than 30 days to go until the regular season starts, I do think they have made big steps in, you know, fixing those kind of things that I'm talking about. You brought in Darius Slay, a true CB1 that can shadow a team's top weapon all game long for four quarters. Nickell Roby-Coleman you brought in, a top two slot cornerback the past 3 years. You bring him in. So you've already got two potential top-tier cornerbacks at their position. So that's going to do wonders. That's also going to allow Jim Schwartz to hopefully be more creative in this defense, to go more based on matchups. I hope that him not having cornerbacks shadow receivers last year and not doing matchup based like Rasul Douglas, obviously we can't have him on Terry McLaurin. I hope that was more of a necessity thing. I hope he just thought he didn't have the personnel to move guys around rather than that being his philosophy. I don't think it's going to be. You heard him talk in a press conference a couple weeks ago about using Darius Slay like he was used in Detroit, where Stephon Diggs, I'm playing you today, or Michael Thomas, right? The Eagles play the Saints this year. Darius Slay, you're on Michael Thomas all game long. Darius Slay, George Kittle, San Francisco 49ers, you're on him all game long. I do think Schwartz is willing to adjust to that, and that's something that really needed to change last year. And then again, the lack of depth on the defensive line. This year you bring back Vinnie Curry, so you've got your big four at defensive end. You've got your main four, I should say. It's not a big four, but Brandon Graham, Derek Barnett, Vinnie Curry, Josh Sweat. That's a solid four defensive ends, with Jannard Avery as well rotating in. And then at defensive tackle, you sign Javon Hargrave, a top five defensive tackle in his own right, next to a top two defensive tackle in Fletcher Cox. And Malik Jackson comes back from injury, and Hassan Ridgeway comes back from injury. So you're, what, eight deep, nine deep on the defensive line? So I do think they made big strides now. You got to do it on the field. This is all stuff we're talking about on paper. You got to do it on the field, but they made tremendous strides in fixing what I think they needed to fix heading into 2020. Louis DiBiase joining you right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this show. If you missed any of the other four podcasts this week, be sure to subscribe to the show on any podcast platform or on LockedOnEagles.com. And we're always talking birds on Twitter after the show. Let me know, do you think the offense needs to improve more in 2020 to get the Eagles back to pure dominance in the NFC? Or do you think it's the defense? Hit me up on Twitter at DiBiaseLOE and follow our show page at Locked On Birds. As always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go Birds.